Carmen Miksha
and Sophia Miksha,
your hosts of Seeds of Sunshine, a mother-daughter multi-generational podcast filled with laughter, wisdom, and advice.
I am a high school student in the IB program, a runner, and a sister.
I have a BA and MA degree in English and have published 3 poetry books, a tennis book, and 2 essay anthologies, which you can find on Amazon or my website, carmenmiksabooks.com. I am also the broker CEO of Dynamic Real Estate, my own company. To buy or sell a home with me, please visit my website, dynamicsacramentohomes.com, and mention this podcast for a discount on commission.
Thanks so much for tuning in. We promise you Seeds of Sunshine once a week to elevate your lives and dreams through better communication between generations.
As a certified coach and professional life designer, Laura Bulow is a catalyst for transformation. She specializes in guiding professional women through powerful career transitions, empowering them to become their most effective, fulfilled selves. Laura gets people unstuck, reignites their passions, and infuses her coaching with a contagious zest for life. A firm believer that joy and purpose should be integral to success, she advocates for having more fun, chasing your dreams, and rediscovering your sense of purpose. Laura guides her clients to career clarity and a renewed sense of self and equips them to navigate life's twists and turns so that they can live a purposeful and fun-fulfilled life.
Welcome, Lara. We are deeply honored and happy to have you on season 2 of our Seeds of Sunshine, a mother-daughter podcast. And how are you today?
I'm doing great, Carmen. I love the title of your podcast, and I love that you're doing it with your daughter. So I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. And before we dive into our fun and inspiring conversation, as always, we have a quote and a joke. And the quote is by one of my favorite authors and philosophers, Ralph Waldo Emerson, who said, "The purpose of life is not to be happy. It is to be useful, to be honorable, to be compassionate, to have it make some difference that you have lived and lived well."
Oh, I love it. It's exactly what I needed to hear today.
Oh, I'm so happy. And let's see if you get the pun that I have ready for you. So what do you call a knife with no purpose?
A knife? I know, I have no idea.
Pointless.
Oh, pointless. I have to tell my sister. My sister loves a good pun.
Yes. That is good. So, Lara, we are very excited to have you here because not only are you an author, like we said in the introduction, and a certified coach and a professional life designer, but you just help clients with career changes. So I'm very excited to go different ways with you. But first, I decided this year, I always ask my daughter's question first. And she's always interested in our guests' background and their childhood. So tell us something that you learned as a child that you still apply to your life now.
Oh, my goodness. That I still apply to my life now. Well, I guess the most obvious one to me in this moment is German. I'm from Germany originally, and my parents both moved from the same town in Germany to California when I was about 1. And, but my mom always spoke German at home. And so, and right now I'm actually using German quite a bit in my coaching. So that's an interesting journey for me. I need to learn a lot of coaching vocabulary in German.
Oh my gosh. I love it, Lara. I have a funny story for you regarding German. I was in 8th grade, you know, back in Romania, and my cousin and I went to the Black Sea, and there were a lot of cute German boys, and we were like, oh, we don't know how to speak to them. And then I literally got home, and I told my parents that I'm going to study German, and I took it for 2 years, and I got to be pretty fluent, because when I went to Austria in 12th grade, I would speak fluently. And it was just so fun, you know, how I just took 2 years of intensive German so that I figured if we go back to the Black Sea and see some cute German boys, we can talk to them.
That's amazing. Good job. Wow, that's like some serious commitment right there. I know you have such an amazing story too. You've lived so many places and gone through like hat you wear so many hats yourself. So, but
Yes.
yeah, learning German, not the easiest language to learn. Not the hardest, but not the easiest either.
I agree, Lara. And I'm also very interested about your book. The title is Mostly Unanswerable Questions. And your book encourages readers and people to live full-heartedly and reminds us all that the future is full of possibilities. And I love that. So, but why don't you tell us about a little bit more about your book and also what made you decide to write it?
I decided to write it because I naively thought that writing a book from home would be easier than doing a ton of marketing to get more clients for my coaching business. I have two toddlers. My kids are 3 and 4 years old, and so there, and I'm the primary caregiver. My husband is in residency, so I like my life is very much connected to the health of my toddlers and how much we all happen to be sleeping at any given point. So that's how I decided to write the book, because I was like, oh, well, I can always write somehow. Turns out that it's still very, very challenging to complete a book, as you know. And then the way that the book came together was I partnered with a friend of mine, an artist who lives in Portland, Oregon, Hope Amico, and she has the Keep Writing Project. And so I structured the entire book around snail mail because I'm very passionate about snail mail. So I solicited through Hope Amico's Keep Writing Project. We overlapped our audiences and solicited a bunch of life advice questions that people wanted to have answered. And those were all then sent to me. And that's now the book. So we divided, I ended up dividing the questions that I received into four different categories. Relationships, career, I have a life, death, and weird section, things like that. And then I wrote a letter in response to each of the questions. And each of the letters gets answers the question from three different perspectives. So I respond from the head, heart, and gut, the existential perspective, and then the professional perspective, which adds like all the resources and my tips from a coaching perspective there. And that's how it all came together.
Wow, what a story, Lara. I absolutely love that because you got to delve into lots and lots of details and various perspectives.
Yeah, it was quite the journey. It made me consider all of the questions. And these are all like the nice thing about mostly unanswerable questions. It's like it just shows the like depth and breadth of commonly asked questions in life, right? Things we're all desiring, yearning for, but really allowed me to consider the complexities of them from the three different perspectives, and then to really think about like what's the most practical and simple advice with dealing with these kind of things to move someone forward.
Yes, absolutely. And because you wrote this book, what are your favorite resources to share with others?
Ooh, great question. So I call myself a professional life designer because I'm certified in Stanford University's Designing Your Life content. Are you familiar with the Designing Your Life book?
No.
No, it's such a good one. It's great. So I've been really obsessed with their book for a long time, and they've come out with several since then. So I'm certified in their content, and I highly recommend Designing Your Life and Designing Your New Work Life by the Stanford professors Dave Evans and Bill Burnett. That's one of my favorite ones. And then also 4,000 Weeks by Oliver Berkman is just mind-bending and amazing. It's kind of like a reading meditation for me for reconsidering like how to approach modern life and productivity. And then another that's really excellent is Rest is Resistance by Tricia Hersey.
Oh,
And
I
that's all
love
about
it.
how rest is resistance. Yeah.
Yes, you're gonna have to send these to me and I'm going to attach them in the notes in our podcast notes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, because those are so important. We strive to not only have inspiring guests like yourself, Lara, but we strive to create positive changes into people's lives and to give actionable advice. You know, something that you listen to and you're gonna go like, oh, I think I'm going to read this book, or I think I'm going to try what Lara said to do, you know?
Yeah, that's what my book tries to do as well. And like, you know, I mean, there's so many, and I just love recommending resources to people. That's always like kind of where my brain goes whenever I start talking to anyone. So, excellent question.
Yes, I'm the same way. And then, because also you wrote this book, what advice do you have for others who aspire to write, publish a book in their lifetime? I'm like you, I'm a published author. I published poetry. I published a book about tennis, a book of essays with other authors from around the world. But every time I write, Lara, it never gets easier. Like you say, oh, practice makes it easier. But you're like in front of that blank piece of paper and you're like frozen.
Yeah, it is very challenging. I mean, and I come from a background of art. Like, I studied painting when I was younger, and I mean, I still consider myself an artist first and foremost. And so just that creative process, like for me, writing is very different than the visual side of things. But yeah, I mean, and you're so prolific. I like you've written all these books and published all those books. That's actually very hard for me to imagine for myself because, as you said, it's a real challenge, and thinking about the structure and the content, and for it to all be really cohesive and make sense, is just, it's simply very challenging. And I'm totally forgetting what the actual question
Oh yeah. What
was.
advice do you have for other authors who want to publish their own book?
Oh yes, to interview other authors and get their advice, and to find accountability groups. So I have that with my author coach, and we had an established writing group for almost the entire period. And if you don't have that through someone like an author coach, you know, sign up for like Flow Club or a Cave Day, where you have like assigned times and meetings and something that's really holding you accountable to just putting in the time.
Yes, I agree. And then as far as your coaching, why don't you tell us a little bit more about that? And what are the most powerful things about being a coach and helping people make changes in their lives?
This I'll connect this to my other answer about the accountability piece. You know, I think that's one of the most powerful things a coach can give you is accountability. It's a time and a space. It's an investment in yourself. So if you have a big decision to make, I primarily work with folks in career transition. I also work with a handful of solopreneurs. You know, if you're trying to make a big decision, make a big change in your life, then taking the time to think through everything, all the feelings, the emotions, the details, you know, whatever sort of strategy or things that are getting your way, taking the time to do that with somebody who's going to challenge you to really think through the details and plan for the obstacles that are inevitable is just priceless. I think that so many people, you know, so many of us say, oh, we know exactly what we have to do, but we never do it. And coaching unlocks a lot of that, right? Like, we're not machines. We don't just do things when people tell us to. There's all kinds of things that get in our own way for making progress. So I would say one of the most powerful things about coaching is the accountability and the structure that it provides in making whatever changes you decide to make in your life.
Yes, absolutely. And then what do you say to, especially to women who are, you know, have taken care of their kids and now they want to go back to work. And what do you say to them when they say, I don't even know where to start?
Yeah,
So what's your coaching to them?
that's one of my favorite groups to work with. I really love working with people who are asking what's next, and they don't know. They honestly don't know the answer, right? And so they have, maybe they have a few ideas, or maybe they're just throwing their hands up and saying, well, I can't take the next step because I just have no idea what direction to go. That's really my wheelhouse from the life design perspective, because I'm very good at the big picture brainstorming aspect, where I can really hold the space and guide somebody through all of the brainstorming stages in order to make that decision. So what I tell people in that position is, you know, the hardest part is getting started, And the gift that you'll be giving yourself when working with a coach is having that sounding board, right? Like a lot of people say, oh, my partner has heard enough, right? They hear me complain or they hear me talking about this thing. And now I need an outside fresh perspective. So getting yourself a coach is just like a huge, it's like giving yourself a present to redesign your life and then step into action, right? Because that's where clarity really comes from. It's from taking action. It's not from overthinking or thinking about something all the time. It's from taking that action and then through that, getting more information and then gaining the confidence to really move forward with the clarity that you're uncovering.
Yes, I agree. And then how about the women who have been at home for a while and they feel like they're unemployable? How do you guide them to find basically their next move, their next career, their next passion?
Yeah, this is a big one. And I actually get this question quite frequently. And it's really a question of, well, first of all, I say moms are the most employable people on the planet, because if anybody can get something done, it's a mom. Like, <Yes. laughs> they just like, if they don't know how to do it, guess what? They're going to figure it out. So especially if there's true motivation there to, like, you know, in whatever position it is, whether it's like they're finally motivated, you know, they really want to get that job or they really need that income, like whatever the motivations are, it tends to lead to a very motivated mom who can figure anything out. But then, you know, to really dig into the underlying issues that are real, right? Those feelings are real. We talk a lot about, like, what are the thoughts and limiting beliefs that are coming up? And what are the stories that we have to provide counter evidence? So that's sort of, we do a lot of the internal, like, let's dig through these difficult feelings and thoughts that we're telling ourselves. And then we also, alongside that, are talking about how to leverage your network. Leveraging your network is one of the most powerful things you can do. And everyone should be doing it all the time, right? And the only thing that I mean about that is be in conversation with the people in your network, right? Like, you run a podcast, you've talked to so many people. That means that if you ever want, you know, when you send out your next book, you're touching so many lives when you announce your next book. So when you're leveraging your network, it just means be in conversation with people, make sure you're adding new people to your network, and also be cultivating the relationships that are really important to you from the past and in the present. And then really tap into that to see who can you be having a conversation right now with right now in order to address some of those fears, but also start putting those feelers out of, like, okay, what direction do I want to go? And who can I talk to help me take that next step, right? Let's find another mom who has done the same thing that you want to do right now. Find another mom who had a really hard time. Find a mom who has a great job that you think is really amazing. Find the mom with the flexible job. Find the mom who's super committed to her career, and then start pulling on those strings to see what's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it makes perfect sense, Lara. And what would be a success story that you're really proud of? Like, you know, changing someone's life through your coaching.
Yes. One of my favorite stories is, so I moved to Denver, Colorado in 2017 when my husband got accepted to medical school here. And one of the only people I knew was my good friend, James Mills, from my previous job as a CrossFit gym manager in San Francisco. And James Mills said that he know his training was in law and as a professional ballet dancer. He is a man of many skills and passions. And so, but he was telling me about how his big dream was to start his own gym. And so we did a ton of coaching around mostly the mindset stuff, honestly, before he really got into, like, the brass tacks of opening his own brick and mortar business. But he did end up opening it. And I'm happy to say he's actually still open. He's on Colfax here in Denver. And he's been running the gym for the last 5 years. So not without its own ups and downs, but it was really great and, like, inspiring to be part of that process and to see it from, like, beginning to end, kind of, right? To, like, really see this whole arc of a story.
Oh, I love it, Lara. So he still practices law and he has his own gym?
Yeah. Yeah, that's James.
Yes. That's, I absolutely love these stories. And anyway, at the end of each episode, we like to sprinkle seeds of sunshine for our listeners, which is something uplifting, inspiring, and maybe actionable to help us make positive changes in our lives. So, what are your seeds of sunshine, Lara?
I love the spark, like the sprinkling seeds of sunshine. That alone just makes me so happy. Something that's been on my mind a lot lately is the obstacle is the way. I don't know. I'm like hoping to put a really positive spin on that in the sense of like just reframing struggle for folks and using that as like kind of a calling card from the universe to be like, this, whatever problem I have in front of me is really just asking me to transform into a better version of myself.
Yes,
So.
absolutely, Lara. I love that. And then I think you have a special offer for our listeners, like regarding your complimentary clarity call, right?
Yes, I have two actually. So a way of making that the seeds of sunshine actionable, the obstacle is the way. I have a clarity call available through my website. I do a 50-minute call to help people strategize for making their career transition or whatever the obstacle is that they're currently dealing with. And then also on my book page, I have a freebie, a current giveaway that's my transforming regret worksheet, which is also part of really analyzing any obstacle that you've ever dealt in your life and reframing it.
Oh, I love it. And before we let you go, how can listeners connect with you on your social media and also buy your book, Lara?
Oh, yes, great question. So I am at Laura Bulo on Instagram, and through my website, there's all kinds of ways you can connect with me, whether it's through the Clarity Call or sending me a direct message. And there is a book tab on my website that allows you to sign up for my book launch team, and that gives you all of the latest updated information on when the book is coming out. I should have a book in hand in a month or so. And yeah, that's where you can reach out to me, laurabulo.com.
Oh my gosh, I love it. I thank you so much for all the seeds of sunshine, and I wish you to keep on shining.
Thank you so much for having me, Carmen. I really appreciate this conversation. And yes, keep spreading the sunshine.
To contribute and support our podcast, please become a subscriber or use the coffee app, which you can find in our show notes. It is greatly appreciated. Thanks so much for listening, sharing, and reviewing our podcast. To connect, please follow me on Facebook and Twitter at Carmen Mixa and Carmen Seeds of Sunshine on Instagram. Thanks so much. Goodbye for now.